Osiris.
Coming at you May 3rd, 2024. It's the inaugural record release from Discograffiti. Metal Machine Muzak is a slanted tribute to Lou Reed's divisive 1975 double LP Metal Machine Music. Lester Bangs called it the greatest album ever made, but no matter how it hits you, it's always been the ultimate music freak secret handshake. My ambient reimagining features four 16-minute, one-second tracks, just like the original, and each one was created by a top-shelf indie rock visionary. Lou Barlow from Dinosaur Jr. and Sebado, Corey Hansen from Wand, W. Cullen Hart from the Olivia Tremor Control, and Mark Robinson from Unrest. That's right, not a slouch in the bunch, unlike 99% of the compilations you've ever begrudgingly purchased for the one and only band on it you just had to hear. Metal Machine Muzak won't be available on streaming. The digital drops on May 3rd. The vinyl will be shipped this summer, and we're taking pre-orders for both right now. The LPs are going fast. They're being produced in a very limited edition run of 300 numbered 180-gram color vinyl double LP gatefold copies, only 100 of which can be ordered online. These copies will be numbered from 1 to 100, and they're first come, first served. To order, just go to patreon.com/discograffiti, then head into our shop. Again, that's patreon.com/discograffiti. Don't miss out on Metal Machine Muzak, the ambient experience designed to make Brian Eno run screaming. Welcome to Discograffiti, the music obsessives podcast that gives freaks like you and me the chance to connect with a brotherhood obsessed with rating the entire discography of every single artist and band that ever mattered. I'm your host, Dave Gebro, and with 3 to 4 episodes each week, you're going to gain a comprehensive knowledge of an act's history and output in the time it takes to listen to one album. Each new guest swings a hard left into an area you either had no idea you needed to know about or know all about and can't believe you're not alone out there. I am thrilled to announce that we have partnered with the podcast network Osiris Media, the leading storyteller in music. You can check out all their music podcasts at osirispod.com. It's Metal Machine Music Week here on Discograffiti. Ergo, in this bite-sized mini-episode, we'll be turning our spray cans on Lou Reed's deafeningly assaultive 1975 double album. Along with our special guest, Mark Robinson, one of the exalted contributors to Discograffiti's Metal Machine Muzak double tribute LP. Make sure you don't miss out on the other 3 bite-sized Metal Machine Music pieces this week. The full roster is as follows: Lou Barlow on Friday, April 26th, Corey Hansen from Wand on Monday, April 29th, Unrest's Mark Robinson on Wednesday, May 1st, and the Olivia Tremor Control's W. Cullen Hart on Thursday, May 2nd. And then next week, we'll be celebrating the May 3rd release of Metal Machine Muzak with 4 separate episodes in which Robinson, Hart, Hansen, and Barlow detail the approaches they took to each of their 16-minute pieces. To order Metal Machine Muzak, just head over to patreon.com/discograffiti/shop, or just click either of the links right there in the show notes. But whatever you do, make sure you order it, because it'll blow your effing mind, and it's for a good cause, because it'll help keep this show afloat. Just try to imagine a world without Discograffiti. Yeah, I know, it stinks. And while you're up there ordering on Discograffiti's Patreon, feel free to subscribe as well for the complete versions of all our shows, plus a massive barrage of over 150 extra episodes. Even if you're on the fence, you might as well, because it's completely free to become a basic member. And away we go then with Mark Robinson. All right, we're here with the beating heart of Teen Beat, Mark Robinson. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. I'm really excited to be talking with you today, because it's been a while And we have that invisible umbilical that only 16 hours of crazed conversation can bring to two men, two middle-aged, beautiful Indeed. Men at the top of their game. So let's talk about Lou Reed's original Metal Machine music, the double vinyl Fuck You to his record company, or conversely, the electronic composition for serious-minded music heads. Now, you are a willful son of a gun, and so regardless of, you know, the musical integrity or musical thrust of what Lou was intending for this piece of music, do you feel a connection with the sort of 1-2 punch of him doing this record right next to Sally Can't Dance, which is, you know, a cynical album of jaded pop hits?
I feel fine about it. I mean, I think it was cool. I did kind of stuff like that, just doing something completely different. You know, I can totally see where he was coming from. And I've always heard it was the Fuck You to the record label, but at the same time, they released it, which is interesting. But I think it's great. I love it. I listened to it before I recorded my own interpretation of the music or the album.
Whatever it is. I mean, it's hard to say, really. I mean, it says right on the cover, you know, in electronic composition, and it was notated as sheet music and recreated by classical musicians, which subverts the idea of a fuck you.
Right.
So it's a fuck you to the fuck you.
Sounds like some effort was put into it, so... Maybe it's not the middle finger we all think it is, or thought it was, or could possibly have been.
Maybe it was just a thumbs up.
Right. It was like, thank you, RCA. This is the cherry on the top of my RCA career.
Yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways, I think it's like the color white. It encompasses everything.
Is white a color, or is it... It's all the colors at once.
It's all the colors, right? Yeah. So Metal Machine music is all the music. You know, I actually know that Will Hart from Olivia Tremor Control, who, by the way, is in love with you, I know as a fact that he sees Metal Machine music as an ambient piece. So how does his record hit you when you listen to it?
I mean, just the fact that he did it is amazing. I think it's a difficult listen, but I enjoy it. I've only listened to it probably once in the past decade, and that was in October probably.
And I'm just so curious right now, because I can't stop looking at what seems to be a hole in your ceiling.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that an ode to Sgt. Pepper?
It's a Lou Reed thing. It's my Metal Machine music hole.
Is that like a glory hole?
Yikes.
So in general, what does Lou Reed mean to you? I mean, and it's okay if you don't have a connection, but if there is a connection, what is it for you?
Just that I love his music.
What era specifically do you connect with most?
1967 to 1972. I believe it was called The Velvet Underground. Yeah, I mean, I discovered at some point when I was in high school, this record store in DC all of a sudden had cutouts. I think they were cutouts of the reissues that came out in like 1982 or 83 or 84, whatever year that was. Me and my friends bought all of those because they were only like $3. And I think, was it Loaded? Is that the last record?
That's the last one that had Lou Reed.
Yeah, the last one, exactly. Yeah, we got that one too. I mean, they're all amazing. So yes, he does mean a lot to me. And then I guess after that, I'm not super familiar with his like solo career. I guess The Ostrich is the pre-Velvet Underground single. And like his solo stuff, I'm just not as familiar with. I think I didn't like the kind of studio musician kind of backing bands he had, but there's definitely some good stuff in there. I've gone back and like tried to get into it.
I know we talked about Bob Ezrin and his work with The Elder. He did Berlin, which is, you know, Berlin is... If I had to pick a favorite Lou Reed record, and that's filled with studio musicians, but it doesn't have that kind of vibe to it.
No, I like that record.
It's okay if you don't have a relationship with it, but at any point in your life, did you feel a connection towards Metal Machine music, or was it always just this cipher just beyond reach?
I don't think I had heard it. Like, I think because back in the day, you needed the actual record to hear it, and it was not a widely available record. It was kind of like Kiss the Elder. Like, it took me years to find a copy of that and hear it. So I think it was Lou Reed's Elder, although I think Kiss assumed that the Elder was going to be massively huge. And I don't think Lou Reed probably had that anticipation that Metal Machine music would be climbing up the charts or anything like that. But they were both kind of like records that probably did not sell well, I'm guessing. And because of that, are hard to find in the used record world.
Although you found a copy, you sent me a picture of it. What store was that?
That was Deep Thoughts. That was on the wall. It was not for sale. It was an 8-track tape, I believe. Deep Thoughts in Jamaica Plain, Boston. They had an 8-track tape of Metal Machine Music. Not for sale.
You know, I love the idea of a store that has items that aren't for sale. It's like carrying a fuck you to the record company that's a fuck you to customers.
I feel like a lot of old used record stores have that kind of thing, you know, like not for sale. Some really like, super cool item that they're like, we're not taking this off the wall. This is part of our like our aesthetic.
It's like the most beautifully snobby gesture. Like I picture the comic book guy from The Simpsons doing something like that.
Right. Or they could just, instead of doing that, they could put like a price tag on it, $2 million.
Right. But then somebody would buy it immediately, just despite them. So you did listen to the entire double LP all the way through without cheating?
I did in like October, yeah.
How did it make you feel? Do you remember? I know you said it's a difficult listen, but because you're sitting with this thing for over an hour, it has to conjure some kind of feeling, unless you're dead inside.
Just, wow, how on earth did he create this? Because I think some of the instrumentation is kind of interesting. And what was RCA thinking when they released this thing as a double album?
Yeah, it does inspire. I mean, you can't help but ruminate on the decision-making in boardrooms at the time.
Right. I guess things like that had been recorded and released before that, but not by Lou Reed and not on RCA.
Well, thank you for talking to us about Metal Machine Music. I know you've thrown down plenty of middle finger gauntlets in your path to indie pop ascendancy.
Never.
All right, that about does it. Stay tuned, because tomorrow brings upon us W. Colin Hart and his examination of his relationship with the awe-inspiring Metal Machine Music. A heartfelt discography thanks goes out to my beautiful son Mason, the incomparable Mark Robinson, Michael Dutcher, Rudy Fishman, Becky Boyd, my incredibly loyal fans, and especially the entire Patreon community, the Soldiers of Sound. I love every last one of you, and this show would not exist without you, my friends. Speaking of friends, it's high time for some new ones. They're in our Facebook group, Discography Soldiers of Sound. That's the best way to find out what's coming up on the show, but there's a hell of a lot more. You get recaps of the day in music history, the ability to pitch questions to guests, polls that put you in the driver's seat on guest and band decisions, and access to a thriving creative hub if you're looking for a collaborator. So make sure you don't miss out. You can find the link to the Discography Soldiers of Sound Facebook page right there in the show notes. And if you don't mess with the Zuck, no sweat. Just email me at info@discography.com and I'll keep you in the loop. So now that it's done and you want more, another way to dive even deeper into the four visionaries featured on the upcoming Metal Machine Music tribute album is to leap headfirst into Lou Barlow Rates the Zombies. That's episodes 59 and 60. Unquestionably the greatest Lou Barlow interview of all time. That's episode 62. Juan's Corey Hansen rating his band's entire discography plus his solo work. That's episodes 120 and 121. And don't miss his Patreon companion episodes. W. Cullen Hart rating the Olivia Tremor Control and the Circulatory System. That's episodes 131, 132, and 133. With substantially elongated edits in our Patreon for the Lieutenant and Major tiers, and the epic 16-hour Mark Robinson interview, which is episodes 128, 130, 135, and 136, with massively elongated companion edits on our Lieutenant and Major tiers and our Patreon as well. And of course, be sure to mark your calendars, because we're coming at you raging full on with Metal Machine Music Week. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss a single second of it. And so, from now till then, don't let our youth go to waste, lads and ladies. It's Discography.
Osiris.